By now, college students have settled down into the school year and are undoubtedly counting up the costs, including the high price of textbooks that often run more than $100 each. There is a Boston startup company taking on these costs and the textbook industry by offering free online versions of textbooks that closely resemble some of the most commonly assigned hard copies. But traditional publishers are not happy. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has the story.
When Elena Eberhardt was still a freshman at Boston University, she used to buy every single textbook she was assigned.
They're expensive.
Now she's a junior, and now she waits a few weeks into each semester to see if she really needs the textbook. Often she finds she doesn't, and even when she does buy it, she doesn't always use it.
Last semester I was in a political science class, and I would make notes about stuff like I needed to learn more about, and I would just look it up online rather than in the textbook. It's easier.
Students complain about textbooks because they're overpriced for what they get.
Ariel Diaz is a co-founder of a Boston startup called Boundless.
The products aren't good learning tools. They're not up to speed with what they're used to with their iPhones and their iPads. They're static, antiquated products that are sold at these incredibly premium prices.
Diaz thinks Boundless serves students better with its free product. Say your professor assigns the 6th edition of Principles of Macroeconomics. It's a classic textbook written by Harvard economist Greg Mankiw, $165 on Amazon. Well, Boundless creates a virtual edition of the textbook from open-sourced content. If you're assigned to read Chapter 1 about trade, Boundless's book contains the very same lessons about trade, but the information might be coming from Wikipedia. Fellow company founder Aaron White says quality open source and third-party content is exploding online, and that's going to change education forever.
You know, in the same way that we talk about nobody buying encyclopedias now that you've got a resource, you know, it's kind of broad as Wikipedia, the same thing is going to happen in the textbook content world.
The virtual textbooks from Boundless are free. The startup is also developing add-on learning tools for which students would have to pay extra. But not so fast, say the textbook publishers.
Boundless is engaged in old-fashioned copyright theft.
Matt Oppenheim is representing three publishers who are suing Boundless. Two of them, Pearson and Cengage, have major presences in Boston. Oppenheim accuses Boundless of copying not just the skeleton of the book, but paraphrasing the content of it, even the pictures. Take Campbell's Biology, one of the most popular textbooks ever.
Well, if you turn to the first page of the 9th edition of this textbook, you find on it two photos, and those are photos of a mother-of-pearl plant, different types of photos of them. Well, if you go to Boundless's version of the Campbell textbook and you look at their page one, lo and behold, there are two photographs of a mother-of-pearl plant. And so that's what we call photographic paraphrasing.
Oppenheim says unless Boundless wants to write its own textbooks, it's going to have to answer to the publishers in court.
It clearly shows where their line is drawn.
Boundless co-founder Ariel Diaz says the lawsuit is without merit. He says the textbook publishers are just trying to protect their profits. So who's going to win in court? Eric Bassett is not sure. He is an analyst at EduVentures, a Boston research firm, but he expects more conflicts like this to come up.
Boundless is really part of a large and growing movement in education.
A movement, Bassett says, that is taking advantage of improving computer technologies and the fast-growing amount of online content to find new ways to teach students. He says the power is shifting away from traditional content providers.
Rather than to say this is quality content, we put our seal of approval on it, we verify this, it's much more about what does the student choose to use to learn.
Bassett says this trend will make education more widely accessible and cheaper. Whether students will actually learn better, he says, is still a test that has to be taken. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.
On the subject of the cost of higher education, we want you to know there's a town hall forum this morning at UMass Boston, where state and federal officials will lead a conversation about college affordability. UMass President Robert Corrett will be joined by Martha Cantor, the U.S. Undersecretary of Education.